This is a Normal Nerds podcast, where two very normal dudes talk about very nerdy stuff, and whatever else we feel like talking about. I'm your host, Maxwell Cercio.
And I'm your host, who thinks a lightsaber to the gut should probably kill you, Davis Bates.
This episode, we're talking Obi-Wan Kenobi. So sit back, relax, and welcome to the Normal Nerds podcast. All right, Davis. And
yes,
our special guest, also known as the better Bates. I don't know.
Guess you could say that.
Davis, you're just the worst out of all
three. Yeah, fuck you. Fuck you guys. Fuck you both. Fuck you both. Anyways, it's my little brother, Max Bates.
Who's bigger than Davis?
Shut the fuck up. Emphasis on the little. Only in age.
Yeah, in age, whatever. Still counts.
Also has two working legs.
You know, fuck off. These will be back to 100% eventually, you know? He's hurt himself before, too.
Enough.
What'd you do?
What haven't I done? Similar to that, just in the walking boot, though. Yeah. High, low, medial ankle sprain all at once. And some ligament damage, but no surgery, so... Good enough.
Whatever. I'm a trailblazer.
So, this is Davis's brother, Max.
Mm-hmm.
Another great name. Two Maxes on the podcast. Best name.
What couldn't you do? And it's Maxwell. On top of that.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's also the top, like, dog name in the world, right?
And are we saying dogs are bad?
Very lovable creatures.
Not humans, I'm just saying.
Man's best friend.
Yeah, man's best friend, but not man still.
Alright, well, we're going to talk to everyone.
Anyways.
Yeah. So, we just finished up the newest episode, so we're recording today is Wednesday.
Yeah, the day came out.
And we're just going to review the entire series.
Yeah, totally. Let's do it.
Let's start out with a guess. First impressions.
First impressions of the whole series.
Whole series.
I would say it connected a few loose ends to the show, but not enough. I think a lot of what the show did was add on more loose ends that maybe the rest of the Disney world can create, but for right now, I think it was mid at best.
All right.
That's fair. Yeah.
I'd agree.
That's totally fair. I actually agree with that a lot. I think there's a lot of... Disney does always do this stuff with Star Wars where it's like, oh, we're going to build all this like little stuff that could possibly be more, all this stuff like with Ice Cube's kid. They want to make a storyline out of him already because like, all their lines are broken. Yeah, sure. I don't know his actual... You know his name, but...
Yeah.
I'm not saying his actual name. His character name is Broken.
Exactly, Broken, yeah. They clearly want to make a storyline out of him. And I got no problem with that. I love that actor. He's great. But, yeah, there was a lot of stuff they just, like, added in that I didn't think they really needed to. Some great lightsaber fights, and it's almost impossible to fuck up Darth Vader, apparently, because they did a great job with him. But yeah, there's a lot of excess crap in this show they didn't need. I think that's what really it bogged down a lot of episodes, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think there was a lot of pieces in the show that didn't necessarily mean anything to the whole storyline, and it was like, oh, now we're on the Inquisitor's mm-hmm. deck, and now we're here, and now we're 20 feet below sea level, and we're going to have a chase scene that really means nothing. Like, there were whole parts of the show that, like, didn't mean anything other than they were just fillers.
Yeah.
And why do we have to keep putting in Leia to every show?
Oh, fuck Leia. Oh. Yeah.
I would like to put out a little caveat to this. Hold on a second. Fill the space.
Oh no! Leia was terrible. Vader's cool. I like lightsaber battles. They had a lot of force stuff. That was cool. What am I talking about?
Bringing in Hayden Christensen at the
end. Hey, that was great.
That was really impressive. That was fire.
I think that's one of my favorite. That might be one of my favorite Star Wars stuff ever.
Yeah,
in the episode 5, was it when they were doing the special? Like, whatever, it's that whole...
The flashbacks.
It's a whole metaphor for how they know what each other's gonna do when they're doing the lightsaber battle. Exactly. There. It's like, oh my god, that was an amazing scene. And Hayden Christensen killing it. Killing it.
Side note to that.
Yeah.
In the end of episode 5 of the show, when he's force pulling down one starship, what stops him from doing it again 10 seconds later?
Know.
Makes no sense to me. He is the most powerful person in the entire universe.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with that. Maybe it's too taxing to pull down one. Sure. There's a video. So where they pull that type of stuff. So there's a long. Well, this would be a very long explanation.
There goes the nerd.
There's a show. There's not a show. There's a video game called The Force Unleashed. Mm-hmm. And it's about like Vader's dark apprentice.
Is that sort of thing. Starkiller?
Starkiller. Yeah. Starkiller pulls down a bigger ship too, mm-hmm. and he's like pretty fine afterwards. But yeah. like, so you can't even say it's like, is Vader fatigued after that? Like he's, you know. You can do it. You can pull down bigger, and you'll be fine.
Skywalker did it, and it was like no big deal.
First of all, don't call her Rey Skywalker.
Whatever her name is,
just call her Rey.
Rey,
no, but Rey, nobody.
Rey, absolutely, completely useless to the whole fucking universe of Star Wars.
Yes, agreed.
Yes,
she can pull them down, no problem. Thinks she kills Chewie. Oh, well, would she do it right again if she had to? But Darth Vader, no, too tired.
Yes.
So what I was looking up for the listener, Vivian Lyra Blair, great job. You're a really good child actress.
Props to you. Is that Leia?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She's a great child actress. Yeah. I'm just trying to get the positives out.
No. I totally agree with that. Played a bad role very well.
Yes.
Like, I thought, like, this kid, if she keeps acting, she's going to get really good, I think. She's one of the best kid actors I've seen so far.
Someone to look out for.
Yeah.
But the main thing of this is, one, we didn't want Skywalkers.
No.
Like, we didn't. I get it. It's an Obi-Wan series, but just mention them. Like, yeah. Oh, look, there's Skywalkers.
Like, Obi-Wan wasn't, like, you know, fucking hanging around in Luke's life all day long. Like, you could go do things that weren't involving that family anymore. Just for a little bit. Just go somewhere else. Go find some other Jedi. That's what I was really hoping they were going to do with that setup at the beginning of in the first episode when that... You know, wayward Jedi comes and finds him. Like, mm-hmm. I thought that was going to be a setup for, like, him going out and finding other Jedi and helping them and all this stuff. But, no, we threw that one out the window real fast. We got to save Leia again.
Yeah.
Ooh. That's the other thing. When I was watching the first episode, when they kill that Jedi and he's just hanging there, Obi-Wan kind of looks at it and it's like, All right, back to my cave.
I know.
Yeah, like, no, I totally agree.
He's got no, like... What happened? It's only, of course, okay, it's 10 years. People say 10 years is a long time. I mean, if you're hanging out in a cave, it probably doesn't feel that long. But, you've got nothing going on ever. But, like, wouldn't that, you know, make you feel some kind of way? Like, that's probably the closest family you'd have to anything.
True.
And you're just like, oh, yep, another one dead. All right, I'm just going to go back to my cave. Yeah. Like,
about to cut meat for some reason. Yeah, it's my job.
That was one of the things I thought was really weird in the beginning of the series was how Obi-Wan was like, he wasn't a Jedi. Remember when like the Inquisitor's there and she cuts someone's hand off?
Yeah.
And he's just letting it all happen?
Yeah.
I'm like, no way a Jedi lets that happen.
No, absolutely not.
Especially the Jedi of like,
Jedi. Notably one of the most powerful Jedi.
Most world-renowned, yeah. No, I agree with that. I think that actually goes to a bigger problem that I have with the show is that like, I don't like it when Jedi can lose their edge or like just like they get like they go on the like they're magic. They should never really be able to like lose their like, you know, their skill or their force power or something like this. Unless they do the dumb Luke thing and cut himself off from the force, which is the dumbest shit ever.
We ignore Last Jedi.
We do. The sequel trilogy, garbage. But yeah, I don't like that Jedi can lose their like, you know, their edge. And that's what Obi-Wan did. He was a dude. He was a dude for half the series. And I'm just like, this is boring. I don't want to see regular dudes.
Yeah.
I'd watch like Star Trek if I wanted to see that. I want to see Space Wizards. Come on.
Yeah. It's all about the Force and the Jedi.
Yeah, it really is. Show me lightsabers.
But back to Leia. Because we haven't really talked about it.
That's how this podcast works, though.
Yeah. It's just a conversation.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
First of all, let's talk about that chase scene she has after Alderaan.
In the first episode.
Horrific chase scene.
Yeah.
Which I don't know what they thought they were doing. They were like, this will be good.
This will be good.
And how that made it through editing.
I have no idea. I want to see what it was originally and what they edited to make it that. Because, like, there has to be 10 more scenes that look just as bad as that.
Oh, yeah.
This is the one scene where she, like, slides down all cool. It's awful. It's like a child. It's a child doing this. Like, no shot.
Or the woman runs into, like, the tree.
Yeah. The tree branch that she can't get up.
Yeah, she runs. There's a stick. She's been booking it through the forest. There's a stick. And she stops and is like, oh, I can't get around this. Like, she could have ducked 2 inches and went right under it.
Gone over exactly. This is Scooby-Doo level shit right here. It's like, oh no, a branch. I can't get past this.
And I get it. They want to make Leia look like she's smart. She understands the layout. She can avoid people and do all of these things. But yet again, when I was 6 years old, I could know anywhere, like the back of my hand, my dad would still scoop me up in 3 seconds.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, these people are renowned catchers. Like, they're bounty hunters, and they're like, oh, this stick. I didn't see this.
I can't get past
this.
Wasn't
ready for sticks. No. Was not prepared. Didn't. No one put that in the plan book? Come on.
Also, the little kid's out running them, too. That's like, yeah. like our dad... Pretty sure anytime we ran away from him, he let us run away from him. Like, adults catch kids. That's what happens. You can do that. It's no problem.
Also, with Leia, one of the things that annoyed me was, like, she's a diplomat. Like, you see Leia the first time, she's this, well, a great diplomat.
Yeah.
Just her mother, just like Padme. And Padme is badass, but Leia takes some time to become badass.
Yeah.
And they add, like, as this child, Leia's like, oh no, she was always badass and into guns and all this kind of stuff. And I'm like, wait a minute. You can't just retcon.
No, you can't do this. No, because they're trying to do all this shit where it's like, this is what the problem with the sequels. They try to make Leia a Jedi. Like, they tried so hard to, and now they're still trying to do it for some reason.
It's like, Leia's not a Jedi.
Oh, don't even. I was so mad about that. So, in honestly the most useless episode in the entire series, when they go to the Inquisitor headquarters, they have Leia in the interrogation room, and the dark side user tries to probe her brain for information, and she can't do it. First off, as an Inquisitor, how is that not a red flag of, oh, maybe we should, you know, put this kid into our little program. Yeah. Maybe she's Force-sensitive or some shit like that. If she can fend off me, a fully trained Inquisitor, who, you're not a Sith, technically, but you're your next best thing. And it's like, this kid's blocking you off. A kid. We're talking about, like, she's like 10. Tops. And I'm being generous.
Like, she was 10.
She was 10? Yeah.
It was 10 years after.
Oh, true.
And I'm just like, there's no fucking way. This isn't like a gigantic... She was like, aha, you have a very strong brain. It's like, bull crap she does! Bull crap! She's a kid!
Strong brains are stopping it.
Yeah.
It's a useless ability.
Exactly. Oh, but I like how it works on that one, the funny guy, though. I don't know his name.
Haja.
She just ripped whatever information she wants out of his head. But a full adult brain, by the way, who is also, he's a trickster and crafty. Yeah. Like, bull crap, he has a weak brain. But, the little kid.
Oh.
Can't get sucked out of there.
He's like, I'm never going to tell you. You didn't need to. It was like that quick. He's fighting off Leia. When I was 10, I didn't even know what 12 times 12 was. Exactly. Like, I couldn't even do the math rockets. And they're like, like, you wouldn't be, like, in this whole thing, you wouldn't be like, maybe we should test this kid's midichlorians.
Exactly, yeah.
Like, no, they're fine. They're fine.
Well, according to her, if she's got a strong brain, so if it's you two and Owen, you two are fucked, Owen's fine.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. They're just pulling all the shit
Well, you're running away. Yeah. You're already physically gone.
Oh, good Jesus.
It's just you and Owen. Oh, yeah, you can barely move.
I'm fucked right now, Jesus Christ. Yeah, but
you're going to be trying to hoard ranch.
Hey, it's a good condiment. I like it.
Do you like ranch as much as he does?
I don't know if I can say I like it as much. It is a quality condiment, but it has its times and it doesn't have... Other times, it needs to be put on the back burner. I can say that.
Okay.
I put it on rice.
I can't... I don't know if I put it on just rice. I have done it before. I will say that. It's good. I think there are other toppings that go with it, or better.
I've tossed hot sauce and ranch on it before. That's usually my combo.
That's a quality.
Well, I will
combo.
Say that's his combo for everything. Under the sun.
I'm a simple guy. Okay.
Do you put ranch on eggs?
No.
Okay.
Hot sauce. Yeah. I mean,
Star Wars.
We're not
humans. But we're sitting on a lot of things. Let's talk about the good stuff. Let's talk about lightsabers.
I will say the show. Thank God lightsabers came back into this. Like, Star Wars has been lacking lightsabers for a while. Like, even in the sequel trilogy, which we don't talk about, but we're going to talk about it real fast. The lightsabers there sucked. Like, they had bad lightsabers all around. They're heavy. They didn't use them right. Like, once again, the prequels, we had some of the best Star Wars fights we've ever seen. Ever. And then they...
Live action.
Yeah. But then we go into the sequels, and it's like, we're back to the original formula of, like, it's like I'm wielding a real sword now. And it's like, no. Well, you're wielding, like, light, essentially, before. Mm-hmm. Let's go back to that. It was so much nicer. And that's what they did in this one. The fight, like, Vader and Obi-Wan's fights were like, these things weigh nothing. We're swinging them around. You know? And I loved that. That was great.
I read something about it, and I think they brought it up in The Mandalorian, too, how, like, of some sort, you need the Force to wield the lightsaber. Like, when the Mandalorian, he's swinging around the Darksaber, and that other Mandalorian's like, you need to have the mind control over it to will it. I read something somewhere that George Lucas wanted the prequels to look like it was almost an art form of, like, they practice it, they use them, they swing them, but they also have a Force manipulation to it. Oh, so that when they're swinging these lightsabers, it looks effortless because, one, they've practiced it, and two, that it pretty much essentially becomes like another extension of their body. And then they show, like, in, obviously, they probably, I don't know if he planned this, I mean, it's George Lucas, but in 4, 5, 6, they show, like, obviously it's a lost art of, like, pretty much like sword combat. Like, if you were to bring it back to whenever we used swords last, but
a while ago,
yeah, with the samurais. But what they said was, essentially, like, it was a lost art that they were trying to get back to, and, like, people like Luke obviously don't wield the Force as well as Anakin and Obi-Wan and all of the previous Jedi. And I don't know, if you go back to now, you go into the sequels, like, I can see where they want it to be a lost art, but Kylo Ren swings that thing like it's 1,000,000 pounds. Yeah, he was trained by Luke. He should know how to use that.
Yeah, I agree with that.
A side note to that, I don't want to spin too far off of the lightsaber duels. I do have one thing, and if anybody at Skywalker Ranch or Disney hears this, Rey cannot just continuously drop the lightsaber and decide to catch it and turn it back on. That's not how that works. Yeah. But back to the lightsaber duels, I do think that they were extremely good in this show. One thing that I really liked, and it was something that I caught somewhere on YouTube when they were talking about, like, actual physics, and I know this stuff doesn't apply to Star Wars, but how when they hit lightsabers, instead of, like, the first movies where they kind of just, like, a flashing glow, it's how, like, if two pieces of light were to hit each other, there would be sparks, like, coming off. And I liked in this show that they actually had that. When they hit lightsabers, it wasn't just, like, that clash. It was, like, sparks actually, like, there was an explosion happening.
That's cool.
Those were, like, the really good parts, and the colors on them. Like, I thought they were so vibrant. Like how they should be.
Yeah. Like back in the day, in the prequels, back in the day of Star Wars, technically. In the prequels, that's how that was, like, was one of the best parts of it, yes. And I like that they added that extra little effect too. That was really good. I think that it was just the fact also that we had more of them, you know? Because we've been really lacking, like, lightsaber battles in general for the last few years.
We've been lacking Force and just Jedi.
We've been lacking Jedi in general, yes. Yeah. And I think that's really what brought the show up in the last few episodes too. Of, like, it was just like, oh my god, lightsabers left and right, let's go, yeah. That, in my opinion, was, like, really a great way to do it because people want lightsabers. Yeah. We want the Jedi back.
Darth Vader's fight against, I don't remember her name, the Inquisitor, who somehow...
The
third sister somehow ended up being, like, they're like, when Obi-Wan, like, you're good. It's like, yeah, she killed a lot of people. yes. But that whole fight was awesome, where he's, like, using the Force. That fight was sick.
No, I totally disagree. It wasn't a fight.
Not a fight. You're right.
Vader played with her.
How much were we, like, we're watching it together, we're sitting there, and I'm like, she's, like, walking behind him. I'm like, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
You're the dumbest person in the galaxy. You think you're going to come behind Darth Vader and kill him?
Yes.
It was like in that same episode when all the stormtroopers are charging the base, and the ones that would charge Obi-Wan, I'm like, what are you, the dumbest thing? I'm like, it's a Jedi.
He's swinging around like light death around here, and you're just going to run right into it. There's one in the tunnel who was like literally 5 feet from him. It was like, yeah, buddy. This is a great idea right now. And everyone bodied him. Like,
back to, in the fourth episode when he goes to save Leia and she's all locked up in the chains and everything and the lights go dark and they're like, the other stormtrooper watches his friend get, like, slashed in half and he's screaming like, back up, I'm gonna shoot you. Like, come on. Yeah. At this point, you should have just left. Like, I would drop my stuff. I'd be like, I'm out.
I'm quitting today.
I quit.
We're done. I'm out, dude. Yeah. I'm out.
In episode 5, when they charged the base, I would have been the stormtrooper. I would have been like, all right, guys, yeah. And then the second I saw a lightsaber, I was like, all right, guys, cool. Yeah, cool, turning around. Oh, you guys got it?
You guys got it? Yeah. I'd make sure I was in the back of the group there. Yeah. Like, the one that, like, all those ones that were behind the third sister. It's like, I'm one of those guys.
Yeah.
I'm also going to charge the only Jedi that never had to go through the trials. Like, good idea.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, great idea. Oh, so dumb. But, yeah, I thought the
lightsaber fight at the end was amazing. Like, it was awesome. Spectacular. The only thing that threw me off a little, and Darth Vader did this twice.
What?
When he stabs his third sister and he walks away, Darth Vader would have fucking killed her. He would make sure she's dead. And when he throws all the stuff on Obi-Wan,
Darth Vader would have
stood there and fucking waited.
They were, because Disney was trying to go for a parallel with, like, how Obi-Wan thought he killed Anakin and left him there and all this stuff. That's the parallel we're going for. Which is very, very artistic and nice. I love it, yes. But I also would say, Vader would have, like, pulled all the rocks off after that and then jumped down there and stabbed to death. That's what he would have done. Aside from those little nitpicky things, I thought their final fight was spectacular.
Oh, it was spectacular.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Obi-Wan had a massive power up immediately because he just... Because they suddenly started doing Jedi the way I want them to, just like... not losing their edge ever. Yeah. In my opinion, I'm happy with that. I'm totally fine with that. Like, they realized their mistake and they said, like, oh yeah, I'm swinging them. Super powerful.
I'm fine with the power up. There's like classic anime rules where just like all of a sudden, like the hero who's getting knocked out, all of a sudden just goes, no, wait a minute. A little bit more grit. And then all of a sudden they can throw a thousand rocks.
Exactly.
I like that he didn't kill Darth Vader either. I know, like, obviously he couldn't because of the desserts, but I feel like Obi-Wan never could kill
Darth Vader. I totally agree with that, and I think that I really actually like that. It's like he stuck to prequels Obi-Wan still. Mm-hmm. Like, he could not finish off Anakin, never could.
And obviously he never did.
He never does, yeah.
I guess there's just one thing that they're not good in Star Wars is finishing.
At this point,
if you're listening to this and you have to kill your best friend of some sort... make sure you see it through.
I know. Especially if they're the most powerful being in the galaxy on the bad side.
That's so true. Oh my god.
If you watch him burn, make sure he isn't crawling any longer.
Exactly, yeah. Oh, that's what I want to talk about, Bass. In that final fight still, this is how much I hate the sequels have tainted me. When Obi-Wan lifts all those rocks, all I could think about was Rey at the end of that second episode. Was like,
me too.
Just lifting rocks. Like, that's not what the Force is. Obi-Wan's doing it right. Fuck you, Rey. But, I hope that wasn't someone's, like, homage to that scene. It better not be. Because, like, it was a great scene. Don't get me wrong. But Obi-Wan scene. Fuck Rey's. Obi-Wan scene. But, like, yeah, that was an homage to, like, it's just about lifting rocks. Like, no, it's not. No, it's not. Get the fuck out of here. You know it's not. but we do need to talk about real fast about the best part of this entire show was Darth Vader.
Oh, hands down.
Easily. I don't know what it is with Disney. Maybe it's just too hard to like fuck it up. They nail Vader. Like in everything they've done so far. In Rogue One, that one which was like
one of the best scenes in Star Wars
history. Honestly, until this show,
of the worst movies in Star Wars history.
I like that movie. Really until this show, that was considered one of the best like new age star like Vader scenes to ever exist. Mm-hmm. Like fans were like orgasming over this. They were like, oh my god, it's Vader. I know when I was in the theater, I was like, yeah, kill those guys. Yeah, they're the good guys. Yeah.
Earlier we were talking, we're like, is there any villain? I don't think there's any villain that when they're doing bad things, you're cheering.
As he's walking by and he snaps a child's neck for trying to help his father. I didn't have a dad.
Yeah. But like, you're literally like, all other villains, you're like, oh, what a douche. But like, when Darth Vader runs, you're like, oh yeah, dude,
do it again,
Darth Vader, it up, you're a bad dude.
I completely agree with that. When he was walking down that street, I was like, this is amazing. This is one of the greatest scenes I've ever seen. Just like, oh, so good when he's snapping necks.
I think it was like, I don't know, it's the fear that like we haven't seen Darth Vader really. Obviously, we saw him in Rogue One like for 13
seconds.
Yeah, but. You know, like, as a whole, we haven't seen Darth Vader since 1980, whatever it is. Obviously, you see his little temper tantrum at the end of episode 3.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you know, he killed his wife. That's also another side note, is if I was Obi-Wan, I'd be chirping him way more about killing his own wife. Like, hey, buddy, I know you're upset, but remember that time you killed your wife and orphaned your kids?
Yes.
I remember that.
I think Obi-Wan doesn't bring up the younglings at all either, too. Mm-mm. Like, he, like, saw the footage on that, too. He was like, oh, nah, we're not gonna talk about this, man. Right, it's fine.
Or, like, the end of, like, this show, that when he's talking to Leia, and he's like, and your father was exceptional. I'm like, eh, what?
Yeah. Exceptionally good at killing children.
Yeah, exactly. That's
give him a gold medal for that one.
They could just, like, be like, don't mention that guy. Like, he's dead.
Yeah, he's gone.
Yeah, he's gone. He's gone. He died a long time ago. But back to the Darth Vader point is that we really haven't seen Darth Vader since 1980-something.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, to see, obviously you see him and the, you know, the original movies are what they are with the times and, like, but to see the development of Anakin through the dark side and, like, how powerful he can get, mm-hmm. I think it's one of those things where you're like, holy shit, that is the most powerful being in the entire universe. Yeah. Like, you're like,
right.
Just to even, like, obviously he's going to try and kill you, but, like, even to be, like, around him and see, like, the aura of, like, holy shit, that is scary.
Yeah.
And, like, they even said on set, like, Obi-Wan's character even said, what's his name?
Ewan McGregor
mm-hmm. said, he was like, well, I saw Hayden Christensen walking in a 7-foot-tall costume. He was like, I was actually kind of scared.
Yeah.
Like, I think literally. It's just the setup of Darth Vader and everything.
He's like, ominous.
Yeah.
Yes. That's why when he stabbed the third sister and the Grand Inquisitor's there, and he, like, just stepped in front of... Remember, he stepped in front of Vader? Yeah, and I was like, did he just step in front of Vader? Yeah.
It's like, ooh, not a good move, buddy. I was
anyone in the Empire, and they're like, you're going to be in a room with Vader, I'd be like, oh, great. So let me just change my pants.
Real quick. Let me bring him back up.
Yeah, and then bring him back up, because it's going to happen again.
Or the part where he looks at Vader in the last episode and is like, no, we need to stay on the other ship. No. Like, you...
Bitch, who are you talking to right now?
Vader got smart later on, and anyone that tried to, you know, oppose him, he just started force choking.
Snap like, next, yeah.
That guy has to have the biggest balls on planet Earth.
Yeah,
I guess so, yeah, whatever.
Surprise he's not got a wheelchair holding them.
Like, at that point, yeah, honestly, yes. He put him in the microwave.
Yeah. At that point, he should.
Let's do out of 10.
Out of 10?
Out of 10.
Out of 10?
As always, we rank the series out of 10. Davis, you can start.
You know, those last two episodes are fire, and Vader is really great. But so much of the show is very boring and pointless. So I'm going to give this... I'm going to do what you do. 6.5.
So before we... So I used to give a lot of decimals, and Davis would only give
whole... It's gross. It's pointless.
And now he's come to the decimal side.
I go to the 5. I go to the 5. Halfway point. That's what I do.
6.5? 6.5. Maxwell?
Okay. I would say... I'm probably going to go with the decimal too. I would say 5.5.
Okay.
I thought the show was good. It's one of those things like... What we've been looking for. What we've been asking for since 2004, 2005. Mm-hmm. Whenever that last episode was... We got to see all the characters that, I don't know how you guys feel, but like that I grew up with. And it was one of those things that it's like, okay, they bring back my childhood characters. And I thought all of that stuff was great. That's why I give it the halfway point of, you know, seeing Anakin, seeing Obi-Wan, seeing all of the flashbacks, bringing all that stuff together, the really good lightsaber fights, bringing back like the art of lightsabers, the art of the Force and the Jedi and the Sith and those battles. Great. I don't give it a 0 out of 5 pretty much, on or a, like a 4.5 on the other side of, we didn't tie up any loose ends, really.
No, yeah.
You know, there are now people that know that Luke is out there, and it's like, gives any part that Third Sister isn't going to slip up again and be angry and be like, oh, hey, Vader's got a son.
Yeah.
Or on the other part of like, hey, there are all of these Force-sensitive people that were flying around on a aircraft, and we don't know where they went. And
maybe
so they
should find them.
Maybe Obi-Wan should go find them, and you know, maybe they should have grabbed a whole box of lightsabers that was in that.
Brought that over too.
And so it was like, oh, and now Qui-Gon Jinn's back at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these are all things that now everyone's going to be questioning it unless we bring back another season.
I know, and try Christian and
they want, it
want another season.
Yeah. They want. I would love to see
it. I would love it. Now that Obi-Wan's on his adventure,
yeah,
like, I would love to see what that is about.
Like we, there was no. It was like, okay, 10 years. What's Obi-Wan doing? Cutting meat, watching Luke from a distance, and that was pretty much it. Like. There's so much he could be doing at this point, and it might be good that, you know, if you bring back another season, now they can be the adventures of Obi-Wan.
That'd be cool.
Because I'd watch that. Need to get away from the Skywalkers for a little bit.
I know.
Save for the people in the back.
And maybe, like, bring Qui-Gon Jinn back. I know he's expensive, but bring him back and maybe show some of the teachings that he's giving Obi-Wan and, like, those things. And it's like, right now it was like, you just gave me, like, a little... For like 2 weeks worth of action scenes that we need to go another 20 years until we get to the fourth movie. So like all of this stuff, there's so many loose ends that they now created, and I'm just going to be really upset if they don't bring any of that in. So I'd give it a 5.5. Great on the part of bringing back the prequel stuff. Bad for leaving all the more loose ends than what we had before and all the questions I have now.
Yeah. I agree with that. Yeah, especially if they, like, go on to do a second season, but they do, like, actual cool shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a... I'm going to give it a 5.8.
Okay.
Can
never have the exact same.
I agree with everything you just said, Max. And also, I think it's not a negative to Star Wars. I think it is a positive-ish, because it had lightsabers and force, which is all we ever wanted. We all want lightsabers and force.
Yes.
But one of my golden rules, I'll never watch this again. I will watch YouTube videos of it. Of
I'll Darth watch Vader. Every Vader scene.
Vader scene. Yeah. But if someone's like, do you want to watch the first three episodes again? I'd be like, no, I do not.
No.
Not at all.
There's a lot of wasted time.
So literally the last two episodes is like the show.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. So
6.8. Honestly, it totally is actually, that's accurate. Yeah.
It's the last two episodes were the only thing I could care about.
And also, if you're going to make me wait an entire week, Disney, do not make an episode 39 minutes long. I waited my entire week to watch this episode, and you gave me just over a half an hour, and it was terrible.
Oh, yes. It was very... Oh, I'm sorry. I gotta talk about something. I know that's usually how we wrap it up.
No,
I gotta talk about one of the worst fucking scenes I've ever seen. When Darth Vader first shows up, and him and Obi-Wan, you know, they're squaring
off. Oh, yeah, we didn't talk about that.
That was the... First off... They did Obi-Wan so dirty there in that scene when Vader draws his blade and Obi-Wan just runs, like, not even like runs, casually jogs away. It's like, where are you going? The entire town is surrounded by stormtroopers and inquisitors. Like, it's either fight Vader now or you're not getting off planet.
Yeah.
That's so weird. I thought that was a terrible destruction of his character in that sense, that, like, even if he is just, you know, Ben Kenobi at that point, you know, not a Jedi, some dude on a desert cuts meat. Like, still, he's not just gonna, like, you know, stupidly jog away from all this danger that's right here. It's dumb. I thought it was a terrible way. And then then the worst part is that, like, for three episodes, they were teasing him drawing his lightsaber blade out on us. And he just, like, does it in fear after that. It's like,
well, he does it like, he just like,
yeah, he gets scared and pulls it out. It's like, that's stupid.
The physics of a lightsaber don't matter. It's space. Like, I love that the first time they light it up, it's always like,
exactly,
and then, like, obviously they can literally click it and like, real fast. But, like, we were waiting, like you're saying, we're like,
just
I like
that night, just for doing night.
Yeah, I like that he didn't light it up. They're like, oh, they're saving it for us. And then Darth Vader lights it up and it does it, and I was like, Obi-Wan's gonna light his. And then you're right, he just runs around and it's lights in 2 seconds. Yeah, I'm like, what is that? We were waiting for him to light this thing.
That was the dumbest thing.
And he runs around like, oh my god. Where am I going? I don't know. It's like, dude, you're not even running.
he runs around like Alec Guinness would if they filmed him running around now. Alec Guinness, the original Obi-Wan.
Oh, exactly.
He's running around and he's like, joints.
Yeah. I did see his great meme, which made it better, but that episode was still bad. But, like, made it better is, like, Darth Vader draws his blade, and then Obi-Wan instantly runs for high ground, because there's, like, standings there. I thought that was pretty funny, but I do always say, when I'm shitting on this scene, I do say one of the greatest scenes in this episode was when Vader ignites everything.
Yeah, that was dope.
And then he drags him on the flames like, you will suffer like I did. It's like, yeah! That's a great scene. That was a great scene. Everything else before that, garbage. But
I do like the scene, too, when the, whatever her name is, Tala?
Yeah.
No, the character no one cares about.
Yeah.
That they tried to make a Scarab app, but no one
gets it. She blew up. She's gone.
But when she shoots a stormtrooper, and all the stormtroopers look, but Darth Vader just stays focused on everyone. I was like, ah,
locked on. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then Force pushes the fire, and then it lights back up, but he can't Force push the fire again. I don't know what that was about. Darth Vader was really, he could do it one time, like pulling the plane. Yeah. And then he's like, I can't do it two times, guys.
He's a good one-off. I got one cool Force move me per episode, guys. That's what Disney has budgeted for, that's what I can do.
His one arm lights everybody
up. Oh, cool, it's so strong and ferocious, I love that. Like, one arm, like, yeah, exactly. They're just like beating the shit out of you with that. Oh, it's so good.
That's so cool.
It's like
so
Kylo Ren when he fights, he just decides he's only going to use one hand for everything.
But
he, minus the part being not good at lightsaber dueling.
He is shitty at it. I don't care what he said. Him losing to Rey made no sense. In the Force Awakens.
I like the Force. Well,
Rey, who's never held a lightsaber in her life, is like keeping up with someone who's on the dark side, who should be stronger because he's on the dark side.
Mm.
Yes.
And like somehow Rey's keep like beating him. I'm like, my ass!
And, yeah. And is also trained by some of the best, both light and dark side users.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I know.
Power of the Force. I was trained by my uncle, who's probably the most powerful Jedi right now. But then I was also trained by some of the most powerful Sith.
Who was controlled by the most powerful Sith Lord at the time.
Yeah.
Because Snoke was just a puppet for Sidious.
Somehow. But I don't know how to wield a lightsaber against someone that's never picked one up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very true, yes. That's a very good point.
Also, I noticed it now that we talk about it. Finn picked it up. Like it was nothing.
Yeah.
What? He's not even force sensitive. Maybe. Yeah. I didn't see episode 9.
No, he's not.
But overall, meh.
Yeah, man. I'm gonna rewatch the last two episodes a lot, but other than that,
the last two episodes or parts of the last two episodes?
I watched the last two episodes.
You're gonna watch that whole episode.
Skip, 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 skip.
Yeah, play, yeah, yeah.
Skip, that doesn't count. Play, skip, skip, skip.
No, I liked the second to last episode a lot. It had come out of that duel scene in it, which was really good.
Okay, the second to last episode, yeah, that's pretty solid.
Yeah,
because they put Leia in a vent.
Yes, I said that. Yes, and when he was behind on it, so I was having watching it. It was like we're always annoyed when Leia like starts going like, oh, I can do it. It's like, oh, sure you can. You're fucking 10, princess. Never got hands dirty, whatever. Sure, but I told him it's like it's okay. They put her in a vent the entire episode, so it makes it better.
It did. That episode was probably one of the better ones.
Yeah, I liked that one. I liked that one a lot, actually, because it actually kept me entertained the entire time, in my opinion.
I would agree with that.
So I'd watch those last two ones. I've never watched the rest of that series.
No.
There's no shot. Nothing happens. I can't.
Nope. Overall.
Meh. Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming on, Max.
Thank you.
Hope you have more, yeah.
Of course.
So if you're going to rank the brothers, how would you rank them?
Oh, my. Fuck you. Get out of here.
We'll just do it on, let's say, if you're all going to run in a foot race. I know you say you're kind of slow, so.
You're an asshole. What the
fuck? No, if you're actually
going to run.
Is this Davis now or Davis?
No.
Davis with two legs would win, for sure.
Oh, okay.
I know the viewers can't see this, but if you were to look at Davis's calves,
minus
the wrapped up one right now, he has two holiday hams attached to the back of his legs.
That's true.
Those things generate force and power more than anything else I know. I would definitely say Davis, me, then probably Owen.
Owen.
Yeah. He's a swimmer.
Sorry, Owen.
So, yeah. Davis has got the speed. If you two wrestled.
Yeah, probably.
I don't want to talk about it.
And I think Owen would still be last in that category?
Yeah,
probably.
Really?
I know. I don't know.
Owen's got nothing on him, though. That's my thing. Like, he has no muscle right now.
Yeah, he's got muscle. It's just, I just don't think he's got enough weight to push me over at this point.
What about Davis versus Owen?
Davis still. Has got more leverage on him right now.
That's fair.
He's been wrestling him for years. It's like an Obi-Wan Anakin fight. Even though Owen's got the rage, Davis knows his moves.
Oh, Owen's
still
got rage?
Yo,
he can get mad.
Tons of it.
Yeah, he can get mad at me when I'm doing it,
We'll see. Wow. My last comments for Star Wars. One, bring back more Force stuff. The viewers want to know what is going on with the Force. How the heck does it work? Because we go from the prequels of, hey, we can jump 30 feet in the air and we can do all this really cool stuff and I can sense stuff before it even happens, to nobody knowing how it works again. Bring back the Force trainings. I want to see stuff with Qui-Gon Jinn.
Very cool.
Unfortunately, Leia, the planet's going to look to you. Not a great look.
Look down to you.
Look down
at you. Yes.
But yeah, I agree. More Force stuff for sure.
Yeah, totally.
Thank you, Normal Nerd Nation, for listening and maybe even watching another podcast episode. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, Reddit, YouTube, and Instagram. Davis is always posting hilarious memes on there.
Also, like and subscribe while you're at it, and leave a rating if you have some time. It helps people find the show.